I bought a couple of young mules.
Okay.
And I called him up and I said, I'm trying to teach these mules to drive and I'm kind of struggling. He said, well, load them up and bring them down. He said, I'll see what I can do to help you out.
About so, what year is this?
That had to be in about 70, 71, maybe 72, right in there.
Was it a team of two?
Or yeah, more? Two.
Okay.
And I put the mules in the front of the horse trailer, and I had a Volkswagen Rabbit car. And I put that in the back so my wife would be able to run around while we were messing with the mules.
That's very clever. I've never seen that done before.
It was a blast. We spent about 3 or 4 days down there.
Yeah.
He helped me. You know, he had the chariots.
Yeah.
And so he had a stone boat and stuff because he used to start them on a stone boat.
Now what is that?
A stone boat is a platform about the size of that picnic table. You can make them different sizes.
And just.
But it's pretty heavy, so they can't run away.
Oh. Because you're basically breaking them.
Yeah. And we put a running W, I don't know if you know what that is, but you put a hobble around the right front foot.
Oh.
You come up, run it through a D-ring on the cinch, back down to the other foot.
Again, to keep them from running.
And take this one back to you. Oh. So if they start getting away, you can jerk their front feet.
Emergency brake.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what it is.
So I should have brought, I thought about it couple days ago and then I forgot I was gonna go get it, but he took an old pitchfork handle and tied their heads together, you know, the handle was about that long, and he had a leather strap on each side where he could hook it in the side of their bit so they couldn't pull away from each other.
So this is introducing them to being a team.
Yeah, first we started out with just one at a time. And got them started.
How many days were you there?
I was probably there, I don't know, 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you did the team thing.
Yeah, started them single, then we did the team thing, and
what were their names? Do you remember?
Real simple, Jack and Jenny. A Jack Mule and a Jenny Mule. Yeah. I called them Jack and Jenny.
Straightforward.
And when we got done down at Uncle Ed's, I could pack them, I could drive them. They were full-fledged. I could ride them.
Did you use them for hunting?
Yeah.
To haul out the meat?
I think I have some. I brought some pictures, and I think I have some pictures of them.
Awesome.
On some hunting trips.
Okay.
But one time we come back into the barn, and the Jack, he was kind of ornery. And I reached down to take the running W off, and they kick like a milk cow.
Oh,
they
up
come
forward?
Up. Yeah, and then back.
Oh.
And I had a beard. I had a full beard. And if I wouldn't have had that full beard, he'd probably cut a hole in my cheek. But he hit me and slammed me, my head back against the side of the barn.
That's what he thought of being broke.
Yeah.
He's like, I liked it when I was free and loose, and now I got to be part of a team.
So Uncle Ed says, well, let's take him back out and hook him to the stone boat again.
Yep.
So we took him back out until the sweat was running off of him and went back in, and I went to reach down to take that running W off, and he just stood there. But that was a lot of fun. He really helped me. He had a lot of fun when he was running those chariot races.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've got both those chariots in my backyard.
Oh, you do? Really? Yep. Awesome.
Yep. I need to get one of them repainted. It's starting to rust.
Yeah, the yellow and black.
Yep. And one of them's still pretty yellow.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He really helped me out. We had a ball.
Neat. So how many years did you use them then for packing out of
hunting? Oh, shoot. I had that team probably for 7, 8 years. And then I joined the Wyoming Draft Horse Association. And I picked up another team, a beautiful team. They were a little bigger mules.
Okay.
And I used to go around and do parades.
Oh.
And I think I have some of them pictures with me, too.
Oh, okay. And you traded off these other ones?
Yeah.
The first.
Actually, I traded them for
off
a Jeep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you use the first pair for anything besides hunting?
Yeah, we rode them. I used to do a lot of pack trips.
With a saddle?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So they were broke both ways.
Yeah.
To drive and to ride.
Okay. Yeah, we used to do a lot of pack trips on the mountain.
Huh.
I was either, back in my younger day, I was either on the mountain with a motorcycle or horses.
Yeah. So, and this is up in the Bighorns?
Yeah.
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 What was the names of your second pair? What you got? Do you remember that? That's harder to remember. It wasn't Jack and Jenny.
No, I don't remember those two. They weren't never any trouble, so.
Did you have to take them? Did you take them to Grandpa too, or you knew enough about it by then?
I bought them. They were already.
Oh, they were already
trained.
Broke,
yeah.
And were they that dark?
No, they were almost buckskin. They were beautiful. I'm pretty sure I brought pictures of it.
Okay.
You'll be able to see them.
Did you have another pair after them then, or were you done?
No, I was done. I got rid of them and just stuck to the horses after that.
Yeah. How neat.
Yeah.
Oh, I love hearing stories like that.